welcome back to Write Damn It with me, Zoe Richards, your host. This is the podcast for writers of all kinds who maybe get stuck with your writing. This podcast will help you get unstuck and help remotivate you so that you get the writing done. Episode 67, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to reboot your writing mindset. Now, in last week's episode, episode 65, I talked about five things that changed my writing, but also the fifth thing is all about the Write Damn It writing mindset system that I use. And I thought it would be really helpful in this episode to just take you through why writing mindset matters and what you can do to reboot it. So, why does it matter? Why is having the right writing mindset something that is important to what we do? Well, the thing is that mindset actually determines our level of success or whether we'll even get off the ground. And that's something to do with the language that we use as a result of our mindset. So many of us, and I see this all the time in my day job, so I work on projects and managing a series of projects together. And although I don't have a team that I manage, I do a lot of matrix management. And that's where you manage people for a specific piece of work, but not day-to-day management of them. And in that context, I come across a lot of people who will use language that I also hear in the writing context. And that's about language that's way off in the future. So, I will write a book. I will finish this manuscript. I will edit. It's all about being in the future. The other alternative, of course, is what we can't do. So, we'll tell ourselves that we can't write this book. We can't plot. We could never finish writing a novel. We haven't got the time. Anything we tell ourselves becomes fact, particularly if we say it to ourselves often enough. So the more we tell ourselves something, the more our brain interprets that to be absolute truth. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm no good at writing, I can't do this, I can't get an agent, I'm no good at getting an agent, nobody likes my writing. If you're telling yourself that kind of stuff, you'll start to believe it. And the more you believe it, the more likely you will prove yourself right. Isn't it amazing? Our brains are geared up to prove us right. I mean, you just have to look at things that happen in politics, either people who were absolute staunch Labour until Tony Blair and the weapons of mass destruction, or, you know, Trump is another good example where people won't change their mind despite the facts. We've got the same in the UK with Brexit, where people, despite the facts, won't change their minds. That's because we are wired to prove ourselves right. Once we've got an opinion on something, it becomes really tough to change that opinion. But the only way we can do it really effectively is to look at the language that we're using with ourselves and the language we use with other people as well. I'm somebody who will purposely work on catching myself out. So what I'm saying to you here is, I'm not perfect. I'm not somebody who always uses the positive language. I'm not somebody who always uses present or past language. So there's something around that will, something in the future about it. Well, if I will do something, I could be 6 months from now and I'm still saying to myself, I will. I saw it with writing book two. I will write book two. I will. I'll write back book two. I will. I'll write it. But I wasn't putting it into the positive tense. I wasn't doing it in terms of I am writing book two, or book two is finished, come and give myself a date. I actually ended up having to do that to myself. So I told myself book two is finished on the 31st of January 2024. As soon as I stated it in that way, it meant that I had to write every single day because I'd given myself a deadline that I had to achieve. So the language we're using with ourselves is crucial to the mindset we've got. And if you want to reboot your writing mindset. And notice here, I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions, about new goals. I'm simply talking about your mindset, my mindset, the language that we use with ourselves and with other people. If we want to reboot our writing, we start with rebooting our writing mindset. So, what I want you to think about as a little piece of homework is, what is the language you are using about your writing? Start noticing what you say when you think about writing or when you hear yourself talking to other people about writing. Are you saying, oh yeah, I'd love to get some writing done on my book, but I just haven't got time right now? It may genuinely be that you haven't got time right now. It may be that you haven't got time right now because of an evening you sit down in front of the TV, or in the morning as you're having breakfast, you're doom scrolling through social media. At lunchtime at work, you work through your lunch break, which, by the way, I know from personal experience is the worst thing we can do. We're more productive when we do take a break and do something completely differently. I know that there was, I think it was Nima Shah who wrote Kalolo Hill. I think she wrote a big chunk of her novel in her notes part of her phone on her commute, because she didn't have time to write at any other time. What she did do was find a time where she could change what she did. And that's something that I want you to think about as you notice the language you're using with yourself. Is there something you can change? It might be it's the language you can change, or it might be an action that you can change. Do you remember last week I was talking about habit stacking? Maybe it's as simple as that, that you stack the habit of writing for 10 minutes onto the end of perhaps making a cup of coffee or making a cup of tea, whichever is your choice of drink. Other beverages are available too. So it could be that your change of approach is that you are going to change your habit by habit stacking, or it's about changing the language that you use with yourself. Perhaps you say to yourself, I'm going to write one day. Maybe you could change that to, I'm a writer. Even if all you do is 10 minutes writing a day, you are a writer. I remember Amanda Berryman, I think her novel is called Home. I remember her talking at an event where she talks about having a chain, and somebody encouraged her to think of a method that would work for her to make sure that she found time. Now, this is somebody who is a carer for her child, so she definitely struggles to find time. So she did this thing of saying, don't break the chain. She created an Excel spreadsheet and she noted down every single day that she had written. And she said some days it was so tough that all she could write was 10 words, but she refused to break the chain. That was her way of rebooting herself. So could you find, first off, what is that thing that you are using at the moment in your language or in the way that you are doing things that is determining your current writing style? And what could you do to reboot that? Could you change your language? Could you introduce something to that habit stacking? Okay, so that's your first piece of homework that I want you to do. The next one, and this is really purposeful language thinking. If you're telling yourself something negative, I can't write well, I can't write good dialogue, I'm no good at plotting, anything of that kind of nature that is giving yourself a negative, I want you to add on to the end of that a simple word, and the word is yet. By telling yourself yet, you're giving yourself permission to learn something. And that's the second thing I want you to do. I want you to look for those times where you're telling yourself you're no good and it's almost like it's a full stop. Instead, I want you to see it as a semicolon. And that semicolon indicates this is something that you could go off and learn. Now, you may immediately go into the mindset of, I can't afford any courses. I can't afford a writing retreat. Maybe you can't. But what you can do is use the wealth of podcasts that are out there. There are honestly so many. There's The Bestseller Experiment, which if you haven't listened to, is fabulous with the two marks. Although as of January, I think we're down to one mark, unfortunately. Then you've got things like The Publishing Radio. You've got The Shit That No One Tells You About Writing. You've got In Suspense, which is a brilliant one. Even if you don't write crime and thriller novels, I love listening to In Suspense, and I don't write that kind of novel, but I learn a lot from it. So there are plenty out there that you could use that you can learn from for free. These are absolutely free resources. If you've never listened to a podcast before coming onto this podcast, maybe this is your indication. So it's your little note to self that now is a great time to use podcasts as a way you can learn about writing. Honestly, I've only touched the surface in what I'm telling you of available podcasts as well. There are so many others. There's one that Chloe Timms does. There's one that Emma Claire Wilson does. There are plenty out there that you can access, that you can use to learn for free. So any of those negative comments you're currently using with yourself, you're adding the word yet and you're adding a semicolon, and the semicolon is an indication to you that it's time for you to go off and learn. And you know what? Every writer I come across tells me that they are still learning. I've spoken to people who've written 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 books and they still see themselves as learning. I honestly don't think we ever stop learning. I'm finding with writing book 2 that there's a little bit of I'm applying the learning I gained from writing book 1. And then there's a bit where I'm going, oh, hang on a minute. I think I need to go off and learn something about that. I had to do this the other day in terms of the story arc. I know the story arc. It is absolutely nothing new to me. But I felt that I was missing something in how I was applying the story arc. So this is the kind of thing where you can say, right, this is a new learning opportunity for me. So instead of me sitting there going, oh, I just cannot get my story arc right. Instead, what I said was, I can't get this story arc right yet. I need to return to the story arc, revisit what it's all about. I got Save the Cat out. Save the Cat writes a novel. And I had a read through that. I didn't read the whole book, but I read the first part of it, reminded myself about the beats of a story. And from there, my brain then started to kick in to understanding something that I'd missed in the story arc that immediately improved how I was writing. But you know, we can learn just as we're doing shopping. Earlier on today, I was walking in through the back entrance of Marksies in Southport, in through the food section, and a woman walked past me saying to somebody else, so she's quite a bit older than her, and you know, she's one of those who's got a gap in the middle of her teeth. Immediately, I understood how I wanted to describe Margie, one of the side characters in my novel. So we can learn just by listening in to people as well. So in terms of rebooting your mindset, the challenge I want you to set for yourself here is that you will notice where you're using certain language, certain habits, and I'm going to call them what they are, certain excuses for yourself. And I want you to start noting what they are. I want you to notice how you could perhaps turn them around. And then I want you to consider where you're using negative language, how you can turn that into a yet. And from using a yet, put a semicolon after it and see that as an opportunity to go and learn something new. Okay, there we have it. I will leave you to it for now. Thank you so much for listening in 2023. We've got over 4,000 downloads, which is amazing. So thank you so much for your support. Happy writing. May the words flow for you. And I'll see you on the next episode.